guy that's running for Senate in Atlanta? He's pro-choice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah. Yeah, well, that, yeah, that's...
He's okay to kill babies.
Yeah, that's so common. And
sick.
And the American church system, though, is one of the problems. As I travel and I preach all over the country, the American church system is kind of like an abortion is wrong. I'm all against it. It's murder. The American church system, though, the problem is it's against a few things and not against everything God stands against. So so they lift up, they're against homosexuality. It's sinful. They're against abortion. Yeah. It's sinful. They're against the Muslim faith, which is not of God. I get it. But Jesus told the Pharisees when they were hypocritically keeping the law, he didn't say, you know, focus on the big stuff. Don't worry about the small stuff. You know what he said? He said, you would be wise to keep it all. And so we must understand that the balance of God, just like the justice system here in America, you can go to jail for murder. You can go to jail for tax evasion. You can go to jail if you punch a police officer. Those are a big sliding scale, but you go to jail for each one of them. And so we have to be careful. The American church system is false in so many ways. And one of the ways they're really wrong is they're not keeping and teaching the complete word of God. They're keeping the man-made traditions that they've been taught, like the Roman Catholics, the evangelicals.
Big cult.
Yeah, and non-denominations are just the same. So my wife gave you a gospel card. On that gospel card is the gospel to eternal life. And it's a narrow road that Jesus said few are going to find. And unless, what did you say your first name is?
Bill.
I'm James. That's my wife, Debbie.
Two kingdoms.
Unless you lose, unless you lose your life, means stop living for yourself and live for the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Unless you do that, when you die, you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is you're going to be judged as a goat, not a sheep of God. Because Jesus said in John 10, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. They don't follow the culture. They don't follow pastors and priests. They don't follow my word, your word. They follow his word. And so test yourself. Have you ever really lost your life, your aspirations, your desire, your love, your lust, your focus? Have you ever lost all of that? And God refocused it on the kingdom and the word and the truth of God, and where you began to lose much, family, friends, things you believed that were wrong, and then you began to gain everything. Kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Test yourself to that. That's why my website's there for free. We don't take people's money. I retired early. We live in a camper van right there.
Yeah, I live in a van
too. Oh, okay, great. Sister Debbie, he's a fellow van dweller.
Yeah, yep. I'm a nomad.
Yeah, we call
it. I've been a nomad for 3 years.
3 years. That's about, we've been about, 3 to 4 years, yeah. And so we sold everything we owned to go and to do this because we love God, we love our neighbor, and we just want to challenge you. You know, the motto you see on all the police cars, in God we trust.
Yeah.
America, God bless America. You know what? Judgment's coming to America.
Amen to that.
And judgment's coming to the world as well.
How many babies are we going to
kill and so,
judges?
Yeah, and it's not only the abortion, it's the, you know, remember something. Do you know this? Why was Sodom judged? Most people don't know this. Let's see if you know. Right? That was one of them. But do you know what Jude and the Old Testament prophet talks about?
What?
Doesn't even mention that. Talks about pride.
Pride.
Full of bread. Idleness. And didn't strengthen the hand of the poor. Basically, it's America. That's America.
Pretty much.
Sodomized now, right? America selfish. Full of bread.
Yeah.
Idle. And so we have to be careful. Homosexuality is a major sin, definitely. But America's going to be judged for a lot more than that as well.
You think we're in the last generation?
I don't know. I can't say we're in the last generation. I tell everybody we're in the last days because every day is closer to the last days. All the signs are there for Jesus that he talked about in Matthew 24. But let me give you a little clue here real quick. Pre-trib rapture, it's a lie. If you believe in Christ, pre-trib, you know, his coming back to take his body away before the tribulation. Not one Bible verse teaches that. I got articles on that on my teaching blog. That's a lie from about 200 years ago.
Mid-trib or post?
No, I would be post. The Bible says post, and here's why. Okay. In Matthew 24, Jesus says at the end of the tribulation, he'll come, send his angels to collect his elect. Who's the elect?
Children of God.
Matthew 24 says at the end. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says at the last trump, at the trump, he's going to return. 2 Thess 4 talks about the same thing. So he's coming at the end of the tribulation. And here's the thing you got to get ready for. You may face it. I may too. You look like you and I are about the same age. I'm 60. I don't know how old you are.
I'm 63.
Okay. So we're about the same age. We may see the tribulation. We're going to have to survive and suffer the wrath of Satan. Not God. God protected the Israelites in Egypt. He'll protect us, but we're going to have to suffer Satan's wrath.
He's going to release his demons.
Yes. He's going to put your head on the chopping block and say, take the mark or worship God. Oh, you're going to worship God? We'll kill you right now. Yeah, so there you go. So remember that, though. If you really say you're going to worship God and you're willing to die for God, then make sure you're fully living for him today in spirit and truth. Come out of the culture. And I always teach people, the Bible is very clear. How we act, talk, dress, live, what we preach, who we associate with, is all dictated by the Holy Scriptures. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. All those things. How we act, talk, dress, how we associate. And so make sure that your life is in line with all of those things. And don't just have a faith that you just say, have a faith that you live every day and it transforms your entire life. That's the fruit that you're born of God. Make sense?
Wow. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Go check don'tperish.com out for free. And my email's on there.
Okay.
Call me if you ever want a Bible study.
I sell those cameras.
Do you?
Yeah, for Motorola.
Oh, okay.
I take care of Atlanta PD and fire.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, these are good.
The communist mayor, she defunded the police.
Yeah.
So when they go out on a gun call.
Yeah.
A shot?
Yeah.
They have no backup.
Oh, yeah. Not surprising. Yeah, the culture's lost. There's only hope is in Christ. So, let me know if I can ever help you in any of that, okay?
All right, brother.
And then, hey, on my website also is a van dwelling tip page. Now, you might know all the tips, but I got a van dwelling tip page, and we like to help van dwellers on how to live out there, live frugal, and we love to encourage people in all those things. Mostly check out the gospel.
I get tempted at night when I'm in my van to porn.
To what?
Porn.
Oh, okay. Well,
pornography.
Yeah. So what I would tell you, you must be by yourself, right? You're not married.
I am by myself.
Yeah, okay. So here's what you got to do.
I cheated on my wife.
Oh.
And she left me.
Okay. Well, you can be forgiven of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Repent. You can be forgiven of it. Here's the thing. What I tell men when they struggle with that, if you struggle with it and you can't overcome it, you got to remove where you get it. So until you can overcome it, get rid of the internet.
Get rid of the internet.
Get rid of the internet until you can overcome it. Or get a phone that you can put some kind of software on that limits that you can't even go on that stuff. Because computers and libraries have all that stuff. So do that. Because too many men, I've dealt with many men trying to help them. And they say, I got that. I'm addicted to it. And it's like, okay,
I'm
sorry. Yeah, I'm tempted. But, men call me and they say, I want to give up Twinkies. And I go, okay, throw all your Twinkies away and don't go buy no more. And they go, what? I said, if they're right in your cabinet, isn't it going to be easy to go and get them and eat them? Yeah, but if you strip it out. Didn't Jesus say pluck out, rip out, tear out?
Tear out
so
your
if
eyes.
You're tempted by that, that's what you need to do because that will damn your soul. That will bring you shame. That will keep you from drawing closer to God. And when you live in sin and darkness, that's what Satan wants for you. He wants to keep you in darkness and sin and shame. And Christ came to set us free. But Jesus says you have to do something to be set free. You have to be willing to rip that out and lose it. And then in a season, once you've done it for a while, then you can overcome it and then get back online if you need to be back online for good reasons. But if you have someone you could trust too, you could also have an accountability person that they ask you every day, did you look at porn today? Now you have to lie. Now you have to lie. And see, that holds you accountable. So if you want someone to help hold you accountable, let me know. I'd be happy to Bible study with you, help hold you accountable, help you go deep in the scriptures, and you can overcome all of that. Okay?
Yep.
We love
my
you.
Spiritual dad.
Yeah, it is.
Looks like you.
What's that?
In 87, he used to come and witness to me at work.
Oh, okay.
And I received Christ. And he looks just like me.
Well, remember, receiving...
His name's Robert.
Robert, receiving Christ is not a one-time thing. You might believe upon him, but then every day, like a marriage, your marriage failed. Every day you got to stoke it like a fire. Keep it going. You got to work at it. You got to be faithful. You got to strive in it. You must endure. This idea that you believe in Jesus once and you gain eternal life, that's a lie. You got married once, but your marriage didn't make it, did it?
No.
No, it's a covenant. We're in a blood covenant with Jesus. So every day you must strive and build your faith. Be in the Word. Be studying. And if you strip your life down and lose everything, lose your pride, your vanity, lose the culture, lose your interests, lose your hobbies, throw everything into the kingdom of God. God will cleanse you from all that. But see, here's what's wrong. Most people hold on to the world and they hold on to Jesus and you can't do it. It'll rip you in half.
You're a fence squaller.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're on the fence and you're not going to make it. You got to go through the gate and run and get on the narrow road.
Yep.
And that's what we teach people to do.
Okay.
And so let me know. Contact me, man. Contact me. We love you. I'd love to hear from you sometime.
Okay.
This was God Appointed.
Nice to meet you.
Have a joyous day.
Nice meeting you too.